Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you have made time in your schedule to spend these next few moments together with me as we share a message. I conclude a message, Where Would You Go? We were looking at very poignant words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. This is in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, and he was declaring some very hard teachings about him being the bread of life. He came down from heaven. He said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And of course, he wasn't speaking literally, but the carnal crowd, the religious-minded Pharisees, they could not receive such They had not spiritual understanding, because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And only if our heart is receptive and open, only if our spirit, our inner man, can hear the wooings of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't make sense to us, because what he was saying, it sounded like he was being cannibalistic or encouraging that. And of course, that is not at all what Jesus was talking about, but he was testing them. That's why he spoke in parables. And it says in a heartbreaking statement, verse 66 in that chapter, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Jesus turned to his disciples. He said, will you also go away? Beloved, is there anything that could possibly happen in your life that you would turn away from Jesus? Will you also go away? We've been looking at reasons about why people go away from Jesus. Well, another reason is the world, the flesh, and the devil. They go away from Jesus because of a desire for sensual material enjoyments, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lure of the world. Hebrews 11, 24 and 25 states that Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Remember, he was raised as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He was very possibly slated for the throne to rule over all of Egypt, but it says that he chose affliction and banishment because he loved God. He was seeking God. The Apostle Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 and 4 that in the last days people will become traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. And certainly we could see this happening all around us. Through the powers of sensual enjoyments, many miss the ways of the Lord. There are many temporal things, many things the world offers, material things, money, fame, power, many things that people can have in this life, and especially in this country. That's why, you know, nobody's breaking down the doors of a communist country, of North Korea, to get in there, but they do to America. But nothing the world can offer, nothing money can offer, mammon can offer, can satisfy the longings and hungers of the human heart. Christ alone is the answer. Another way people can turn away from the Lord is through procrastination. That's the thief of so many lives and of time and of ministries. Many intend to sometime, somewhere, to serve God. Or if they've begun to serve God, they put off reading the Word, praying, and staying in the fellowship of the saints. How many people, even in our immediate situation, they're, we're Christian. Are you going to a church? Oh, no, I'm not going to any church. And it's not as if they're looking for a home church. They just choose to avoid the fellowship of the saints. They willingly, deliberately, and purposely, by their actions and by their choice, choose to disobey what Paul said, forsake not the fellowshipping of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Why? There's no church that's perfect, beloved, but we need to be in the fellowship of the saints. We need to hear the word of God, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need interaction with our brothers and sisters, so much more so as we see the day approach. And so, beloved, we don't have any excuse, but people can find all kinds of excuses in their own laziness and their own stubbornness and their own rebellion. But Jesus is asking a hard question. Will you turn away also? What is it in their life, in your life, that could happen that if it was taken from you, you would no longer serve God? That your love for Christ would wax cold? Would there be sorrow? Of course. But would you be willing to say, I know when my husband had a heart attack in 1984, he was hanging between life and death, and I left him. It was Halloween in 1984. I came home and laid on the floor, and I said, God, as much, we had a marriage made in heaven. I said, God, I give you my husband. He's yours to do with. And I released him. He was the most important relationship in my life, except the Lord. And when I arose, and as we went on, God supernaturally imparted the gift of faith, and I knew God was going to raise him up, and in fact, he did, and he served God for many more years. But we procrastinate. We turn away from the Lord. We just delay doing what he would have us to do, and we have no guarantee, no promise of tomorrow. And when I began this message, there was a second question I asked. Not only why do people turn away, but where do they go? Well, if a person is a Christian, and if he turns away from the Lord, he or she goes into what is called a backslidden condition. They've turned away from the Lord. They no longer go to church. They've gone deliberately back into the world. However, you've probably heard that expression, the Lord is married to the backslider, and God does not give up on those who are his. He continues to woo them, and he knows what is necessary to bring in their lives that they finally will come to their senses. In fact, that's a good point to bring up. Remember the prodigal son? When he wanted the attractions of the world. He did something unthinkable. He asked for his inheritance while his father was still alive. A terrible insult and rebuke in that Jewish culture. But the father didn't try to dissuade him. He wasn't offended. He didn't argue. He gave him inheritance. He let him go. But obviously he never forgot about him, probably never discontinued praying for him. And he spent all of his inheritance in wild living. Finally, he needed to, feed himself, support himself. And he was hired and he was feeding the pigs and he wanted to eat their food. And finally, it says he came to himself. Beloved, that's how we need to pray for backsliders, that they will come to themselves and realize and repent. He's the prodigal son, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. And the father received him with open arms, in fact, saw him coming a very long way off and ran to meet him. That's how gracious our God is. But of course, if a person is unsaved, they continue to turn away the call of Christ. If they refuse to hear his words, God does not have a choice. Jesus said it very plainly, you shall die in your sins. And that second death is reserved for that place, for the devil and his angels, the lake of fire and brimstone. As Christians, many have turned away God's beautiful promises of helping them in their hour of need. They've lived a life of defeat or only half a life, when Jesus wants them to be blessed in every area of their lives, to have that abundant life he promised. If a person goes away from Jesus, they're left baffled and broken in the presence of sin. You have no Savior if you reject Jesus. He is the only Savior. If you go away from Jesus, you are left beaten and broken with all the sorrow that is in your life. If you go away from Jesus, you have no delivering friend from the sorrows and pains and troubles of life. I just want to stop right here. I feel there are some that are listening that are not where they should be in the Lord. You've done some of the things I've shared. You've been attracted by the world. You've been so hurt and so discouraged and felt, in a sense, forsaken and betrayed by the Lord. You didn't see His promises come to pass. You didn't see prayer answered. But the Lord is gently wooing you back right now. It's not by accident you're listening to this broadcast. He's saying before you, He's standing before you and saying with open arms, "Won't you come back? I love you. I forgive you. Let me help to make everything all right." If that's you, won't you pray with me? Father, in Jesus' name, you see those who have wandered far afield, like the prodigal son, and they found that the things they were looking for, the satisfaction, the happiness, Father, it was all an empty dream. They were chasing will-o'-the-wisps. Father, I pray right now as they repent before you that you would receive them back and they would experience your love and your compassion and your forgiveness as they repent before you right now. Restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Put them on that divine path you have ordained for their lives. They've gone on a detour, Lord, but you can bring them back. You can cause them to redeem the time. Father, in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus, I thank you for doing this work of healing, of deliverance, and restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Peter answered Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." John 6:68-69. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you this week. I pray that your heart's been stirred and that you've been have a desire awakening you that you want to, as never before, with all of your heart, soul, mind, and spirit, love God and serve Him with all that you are. Amen. If you are struggling in any particular area, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. This is a ministry not only of correspondence to bless you, but of prayer and intercession. I thank God for the testimonies that are coming into answered prayer. As you write, we invite you to request the free booklet, Devotional Meditations for the Believer, a collection of prophetic words that the Lord has given me over the years. Just ask the Devotional Meditations. We'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. I love you, beloved radio family. I pray for you every day. UCM partners, I love you and am so grateful for your faithfulness. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.